Guys today. Mostly because it's been like 2 weeks since we've had student ministries. It felt like such a long time, and I missed you guys so much. So I'm glad you're all here. I hope that you enjoyed our little show. It's always an adventure trying to get the table out because we keep it backstage behind the screen, and it's always an adventure to try and get it out. And so luckily we didn't knock the TV over, but that almost happened today. So if you ever want a show right before service starts, always look over there because there's a table being like manipulated through the curtains like this. So it's always great. Anyways, welcome to High Point. My name is Kyle. I'm really glad that all of you guys are here, like I already said. So, it's the new year, right? It's like January 5th or something like that. So, it's the season for New Year's resolutions. So, how many of you guys do New Year's resolutions? A few of you? So, I've quit doing them. But I wanted to kind of hear what some of your guys' are, because generally when people think of New Year's resolutions, it's kind of like, oh yeah, I'm going to go eat healthier, or I'm going to go to the gym more, or I'm going to start reading more, or something that's pretty standard. And are you just copying what my hands do? Oh, yeah. I thought you were like making fun of me. Oh, okay, cool. Well, at least it's Nick, not me. Anyways, so do any of you guys have more like creative New Year's resolutions than just like the standard, like, I just want to, yeah, fish. Oh, that's a really good one. Trying to eat together? Great. Yes, Jacob. All right, yeah, Jacob. Actually be a nicer person. I like that one. Yes. To get a life. That's a bold strategy. I like that one. Anyone? Any from this side of the room? Are you guys all over the New Year's resolution thing too? Yeah, Kaylee. Finish your book. Which book are you reading? Nice. Oh, wait, you're writing a book? Oh, wow. That's cool. I hope you get to that. Yes. Last one. Be strong in your faith. Excellent. Those are all way more creative than any that I usually come up with because mine aren't very creative, I end up like giving up really, really easily. So I've taken that time to just quit doing resolutions, which is, I don't know, good, bad, different, whatever. But anyways, it's kind of cool because New Year's is a great chance to kind of start over and start setting brand new goals if you haven't had a chance to yet. So anyways, this year when we start off this series, we're starting off a series called One Thing. And we're going to talk about the Bible. We're going to sort of talk about why is the Bible important? Why do we study it? Why do we read it? Why do we as Christians believe that it's something we should learn about? We're going to talk about also some questions that people have about the Bible. And so with this series, One Thing, we're hoping that as a group, if there's one thing that we can do this year, if there's one thing going into 2014 that we can do, it's change the way that we spend time with God. So change our perspective on how we spend time with God while we're reading the Bible. So specifically today what we're going to talk about is why is the Bible important anyways? Who cares? So I wanted to ask you guys, why is the Bible important to you? Why do you guys think the Bible is important? Do you think the Bible is important? Do you care? Do you like to read it? Do you not like to read it? And so I give you a space. It should be at the bottom on the back of your fill-in sheet. And I just wanted you to take a second and write down why you think the Bible is or is not important. So as I was preparing for this talk, I was sort of thinking about, well, why is the Bible important to me? I asked a few people I know. I asked Google why it thought the Bible was important because, you know, Google always has the best answers. And so some of the things that I landed on, which I'm assuming are some of the things that are on your guys' sheets, are the Bible is important for a few different reasons. One really common thing is the Bible is really important for giving us guidance. The Bible kind of tells us what to do. It like illuminates our path. The Bible talks about that in Psalms. The Bible says that it's a lamp to our feet. It's like headlights. It shows us where to go. So the Bible is really important for guidance. We can ask questions. God, what do I do in a certain situation? How do I deal with a specific topic? We can study it. We can learn. And we can learn from the Bible that way. Another reason the Bible is really important is for truth. The Bible tells us the truth about a lot of different things. The Bible is completely true, which is another really important reason. That's a big thing that Christians believe is the Bible is all true. And ultimately, the Bible teaches us the truth about who Jesus was, right? And we can all agree that that's pretty important, right? Because it teaches us about salvation, teaches us about how to get to heaven and how to live a life once we've become a Christian and how to live like Jesus. And then the last thing I kind of found why the people think the Bible is important is it says that when we read the Bible and when we respond to what the Bible is telling us, we start living out that lifestyle, that the Bible actually, that we get blessing from that. And so, I don't know, I think being blessed is kind of cool. It's always, you know, fun to be blessed, whatever that actually looks like for you. But so those are some of the reasons that people think the Bible is important. It's true. It gives us truth. It gives us guidance, and it tells us about Jesus, and we get to study it. And the Bible, it tells us these things in Timothy. So 2 Timothy is where we're going to start out today. And it says that all Scripture is inspired by God and useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. And it corrects us when we're wrong and teaches us to do what is right. So in 2 Timothy, it says, yeah, this is what the Bible is really good for. The Bible is all true. It was inspired by God. It helps direct us, and it teaches us what to do and how to change our lives when we're doing something wrong. But a lot of times when we talk about why is the Bible important, that's kind of where the conversation ends. We kind of go through a list. We go, the Bible's important, teaches us about Jesus, tells us what's right and wrong, and it tells us truth. And that's kind of where the conversation stops. That's usually where our talk will end, and I will pray, and then we'll go to lunch, and that's kind of it. But today I want to expand the way we think about it, and I want us to start reading and thinking about the Bible in a little bit different way. So if you're taking notes, this is going to be your first fill-in, so go ahead and write this down. So when we read the Bible is a chance for us to hang out with God. It's a chance for us to hang out with God. Have any of you guys ever thought about the Bible this way before? As a chance to like hang out with God like you'd hang out with a friend? A few of you, some of you. I had never thought about it like this until really, really recently. Because usually what we think of is the Bible is a chance to learn about God. Learning is usually the word we put in there. We learn about God. So last year I decided that I wanted to read the Bible cover to cover. I wanted to read from Genesis to Revelation. And my goal was to do it in a year, but it's going to take a little bit longer than that. And my main purpose for wanting to read the Bible like that was just to learn. I wanted to learn as much as I could about God. I wanted to read, Bible stories as like a complete unit. Read a big section of it and just learn a lot. But I never actually processed that I had a chance to hang out with God when I was reading the Bible. So, because ultimately, God wants to have a relationship with us. That's what sort of being a Christian is all about. When you enter into being a Christian, you get a relationship with God. You get a friendship with God. That's what it means. But sometimes we view our relationship with God different than we view our relationship with like another friend. Because ultimately, God doesn't just want to be a study buddy or a teacher, somebody we go to when we want to learn something, but he wants to be somebody who we hang out with. He wants to be somebody who becomes our friend. And a lot of times, like I said, when we study the Bible, we've been taught to study it. We've been taught to only view the Bible as like a textbook, where we go to it and we go, okay, what am I going to learn today? Let me see. Let me grab my highlighter and highlight some things and learn. We view it as a learning tool, not as a hangout tool. So I want to illustrate this in hopefully a little bit clearer manner. So I am very, very lucky. I don't know how I managed to do this, but I get to date Ainsley Hegel. She and I are dating. It's really great. I know. I still don't know why she keeps hanging out with me, but she does. So anyways, we like to go on dates. We like to hang out with each other. And Olive Garden is one of our favorite places to go. So I'm going to take all of us right now. We're going to go on a date. Ains and I are going to go on a date, and I'm going to bring you all with me. It's going to be great. And I want you to think of this as if this is how we actually did relationships. So follow me through this. So Ainsley and I go to her house, I pick her up, and we go into Olive Garden. It's going to be awesome. We park in the mall parking lot. We walk through the doors, and the awesome host there welcomes us and asks us if it's just a table of two, and I say yes. And so we go back to our table. We sit down. Our waiter or waitress brings us two waters and two menus, and we're sitting down getting ready to order, and she opens up her menu, and the first thing I do is I whip out a pen and a little notepad and set it right here on the table, and then I have my menu right here, and it's, just getting this date started right. So then we're opening our menu, we're talking about, what sounds good? Ainsley, what sounds good? And she goes, I really like minestrone soup. So I take my pen and I write minestrone soup. Okay, star that one. What about for like a meal? Because, I like minestrone soup too, it's really good. So what about like for a meal? Do you want like ravioli or lasagna or their five cheese zita, which is really good? What do you want? And so she's like, I kind of like this and this and this. And so I'm just writing down, what does Ainsley Hegel like? Do you like breadsticks? Lots of breadsticks. Star that one. And then I kind of go through the date that way. And every time she says something, I write it down. She goes, strawberry lemonade. And I sort of start taking notes the whole time. And you guys are laughing because this is ridiculous, right? That's insane. If I took her on a date, how mad would you be? I don't even know where you are, but how mad would you be if I took you on a date like that? Probably not that happy. Fish would be happy as long as I took him out ever. So, but it's kind of, yeah, you would just kind of leave. It's kind of weird. If you were sitting at the table next to me looking over, you'd be like, why is that guy just taking notes about his girlfriend the whole time? They're not even talking. He's just sitting there writing things down. What's going on? That relationship is really, really messed up, right? Because what I'm doing is I'm not trying to learn about her. I'm not trying to get to know her better. I'm only just trying to learn facts. I'm just trying to increase my knowledge about her. I'm not actually trying to get to know her. So that's weird when we think about it as a person-to-person relationship, right? But when we think about our relationship with God, that kind of relationship is really normal. Because I want to think about, a lot of us go on dates with God, whether you know it or not. So sometimes we'll have a very similar things. We'll take our Bible, we'll take God, and we'll tuck them under our arm, we'll go to a coffee shop, right? We'll order our coffee. I really like caramel macchiatos if you guys ever want to get me something on Sunday morning. You can or not, whatever. So sometimes we'll get our caramel macchiato and we'll grab our Bible and our journal and our highlighter and our pen and we'll take it to a table at a coffee shop and we'll set it all down and we'll take out our phones, we'll take an Instagram picture real fast just so that people know that we're on a date with God. And so then the same thing happens where I will open the Bible and I will start hanging out with God, but immediately I will start taking notes about God. I will start highlighting my Bible, I will start marking things up, I'll start taking notes. And instead of hanging out with God and spending time just to get to hang out with God, I start just trying to learn facts about God. But that's really normal in our life, right? That's every time you go to a coffee, every single time I go to Starbucks, there's always somebody with their Bible studying like that. Now, I'm not saying that studying the Bible is a bad thing. Studying the Bible is an amazing thing. We should all do it. Because learning about God and studying the Bible is really important. But we shouldn't always be focusing on content. We shouldn't always be focusing on what can I learn more about Ainsley. Maybe it should be how can I hang out with her? How can I hang out with, you know, my girlfriend or a friend? And then the same way of, man, maybe I should just hang out with God today. Maybe I shouldn't focus so much on content, but focus on my relationship with God. Because Jesus in the Bible also talks about how he's friends with us. He wants to ultimately be friends with us. He doesn't just want to be our teacher. He doesn't just want to be our study buddy. Although he is both of those things, he is our teacher, but he also wants to be friends with us. He says it like this in John, the book of John. He's talking to his disciples here. And he says, I no longer call you slaves, because a master doesn't confide in his slaves. He says, now you are my friends, since I have told you everything the Father told me. So he's hung out with these guys for, you know, 2.5, 3 years. And he says, you guys are my friends. I want to just hang out with you. I want to spend time getting to know who you are. I want you to learn from me. Yeah, that's really important. But I don't want that to be the extent of our relationship. I want to get to know you for who you are. Because imagine this. So Jesus did his ministry for about 3 years. That's sort of the accepted amount of time, is that Jesus was doing ministry for about 3 years. And so that's when he started collecting his disciples and they started traveling together. And so ultimately there were 13 dudes hanging out for 3 years on a road trip. That's a long time with a lot of people to be on a road trip. I've been on a few road trips that are about a week long with like less people. And then at the end of the week, I'm really ready to get out of the car with everybody, right? Have you guys ever been on like a family vacation to the beach and you want to pull your hair out by the time you get to the end of it? Yeah, that's one of the inclinations that tells me that Jesus is perfect if he was able to put up with those guys for that long. And the Bible and some scholars who are way smarter than I am say that a few of the disciples at least were teenagers. So they were like your guys' age. And so what do you guys like to do? Like when we go to camps or when we like go hang out, what do? You run around and do crazy things as soon as you have a second of free time. So I can only imagine that while these guys were on this 3-year road trip, that's what they did. They spent a lot of time hanging out together. And not always that Jesus was sitting there with, you know, a stick in the sand drawing the diagrams and writing out lessons, but they spent time just hanging out. Jesus says, I just want to hang out with you. I want to be friends with you. So as we read the Bible more and more, as we focus on this thing for this next year, we need to focus less on content and try and focus more on relationships. And that's going to be your second fill-in if you're taking notes today. You need to focus less on content and more on relationships. Because ultimately, like I was talking about earlier, our culture, our modern Christian culture, is really context-driven. Everybody wants to have their Bible marked up with pen. We want to always be on a reading plan. We want to always have a journal that's full of notes. We're really heavily focused on, I have to learn as much as possible. When I study the Bible, I want to know as much as possible every time I study it. And I have to learn something new every single day. But when we have that attitude, we don't spend time hanging out with God at all. Because there are times when, especially if you're not currently reading the Bible and you want to start reading it more, one thing that a lot of times happens right at this new year is people say, I want to read the Bible more often. So what I'm going to do is I am going to take my Bible and I'm going to read it for half an hour every single day. And that's how I'm going to start studying the Bible. Do 15 minutes when I wake up, 15 minutes when I go to bed. And a lot of times we celebrate that. We're like, man, that's a great plan. Make sure you do that. Really rigid, really structured. You'll always fit it into your schedule. But when we do that, when we cut out such a rigid schedule for God to fit into our lives, there are times when we make it all about the study, make it all about the content, and not whatsoever about our relationship with God. It gives us no time to hang out with God, no time to just spend time relaxing with God, because all we want to do is learn. It'd be very similar to me, because I get to hang out with my dad a lot. He's here today. And so my dad and I get to hang out probably two or three times a month. And every time we go hang out, we go get teriyaki and we go get a cup of coffee. Every single time. We've been doing this for years. And so we'll get, you know, like a chicken teriyaki lunch special with an egg roll or chicken fried rice. And then he gets a latte and I get caramel macchiato, usually. So, but it would be like me saying, all right, hey, Dad, giving him a call saying, hey, Dad, you know, it's New Year's. I really value our relationship. I love hanging out with you. Let's hang out more often. And I can imagine my dad's response would be, cool, I like hanging out with you. Let's do it more often. That sounds great. And then I say, okay, Dad, here's what I want to do, though. So I've penciled into my schedule that I can fit you in for half an hour, but I want to do it every single day of the week for a year. That's kind of a weird, like, rigid timeline, right? I want to hang out with you for half an hour a day. That's it. Only half an hour, but I want to do it every single day. Because there are some days where I can imagine that half an hour isn't long enough. That half an hour, maybe we're having a great conversation and we're talking about something and we want to hang out for an hour or an hour and a half or, you know, whatever. So sometimes cutting it to just half an hour is not going to be long enough and we're going to be like, man, I really wish we could spend more time together today. And there are other days where, you know, schedules might conflict or you know, life happens and things get really busy. And so sometimes doing a half an hour, spending time at all, is just really stressful. And then the time isn't fun. It's not something you enjoy doing together. It's, well, I said that we were going to meet for half an hour every day, so Dad, we got to meet really fast, but I'm really stressed out and I'm not going to enjoy our time together because I'm really, really rushed. So when we put out a schedule like that, like if I were to do that with my dad, you guys would go, Kyle, why are you being so specific? Like, be a little flexible. Come on, man. But we'll do this with God. We'll say, God, I only want to talk to you for half an hour. I'm going to schedule this block, and it's going to be for you, and this is it. And I know God goes, well, you know, what happens if there are days where I want to hang out with you more? Because I know personally that there are times where I've done that, and I go, God, I've got half an hour for you, or I've got 10 minutes for you, and that's it. And at the end of the 10 minutes, I'm going, man, I really wish I could read more. I feel like there's more, but no, I got to go. I got to leave. And so we just shut it down. We fix a really rigid schedule on reading the Bible because it's all about the study, and it's all about the content. And I'm hoping that we can start shifting towards the relationship. So it's not so much about, okay, I spent my half an hour with God today, or, oh man, I have to spend half an hour reading my Bible. But it's, man, I'm really excited for whatever length of time that I get to hang out with God today, that I get to spend time with Him. Because ultimately, it's about that relationship that we're trying to build. So why is the Bible important to you? You answered it already. And I hope that you keep thinking about that as today goes on, as we go to lunch, things like that. Just think, why is the Bible important to you? Is the Bible important to you only for content, only for what you can learn? Or is it important to you because it gives us a chance just to hang out with God? It gives us a chance just to spend time with God. And like I said, as I was studying this, it kind of hit me that I know that I go through a cycle of reading the Bible. I'll go really strong for a few months, read it every day, be really good at studying, always have my highlighter with me. And then as things go on, I'll forget my highlighter, I'll forget my pen. or something will come up, and I'll take one day off reading the Bible, and then all of a sudden I take a week off, and then I have not read it in a really, really long time. Because if you look at it as I'm studying, it can get hard to do after a while. That's really, really draining. So I'm hoping that we can shift it to not just we're studying the Bible, and it has to be rigid, but being flexible, because I always want to hang out with my friends more. I always want to hang out with my housemates more. I always want to hang out with my dad more because it's a friendship. We're building it. We're building a relationship together. It's not about what I can learn. It's about who I can hang out with. So I'm hoping that as we go forward, we can see reading the Bible not just as a study, but as a way to hang out and spend time with God. So as we're going to close, I wanted to give you a few different action steps here. And I give you a chance to write it down at the bottom because I know that a lot of you save these outlines. And I wanted to give you a chance to write it down so that if you wanted to take a note on it, you could see it later, or maybe it would serve as a reminder for you this week. So, and there's also different steps, because I know that we're at different places as far as reading the Bible goes. We're at different steps in our Christian faith and our walk, and so I wanted to try and hit everybody up with a different sort of step here. So, for those of you who call High Point your home, who are call yourselves Christians, you read the Bible all the time, you feel really confident in your schedule, it's a habit in your life. I want to challenge you to, for about a month, stop studying the Bible and just hang out in a book. Just pick a book, probably like in the New Testament, and just spend like a month just only reading that book. Don't take a pen, don't take a highlighter, don't take your journal. Just take it and sit down and just have a hangout session with God. So between now and Summit, just pick a book and just try it. It's going to be hard at first because you're going to want to take notes, you're going to want to try and learn things. But try and develop a relationship with God where you can just hang out. So now, if you're a Christian and you, like me, struggle with being consistently reading the Bible, struggle with being on a schedule, struggle with doing it regularly, I'm going to challenge you to try and find a way to make reading the Bible a habit. Leave your Bible in a good spot around your room or around your house. Try and set aside time a few days a week and just try and find a way that it works for you to read the Bible and hang out with God. It doesn't necessarily have to be rigid. You don't always have to stick to a specific schedule, but I want you to try and find a way to make reading the Bible a habit, to make hanging out with God a habit, something you want to do, something that you look forward to do through the next month. So maybe you're brand new to High Point. Maybe this is your first time or you're really sort of checking the Jesus thing out and you're not really sure what it all means. You're not sure if you believe the Bible or if any of this even matters to you at all. But what I would do is I would challenge you to pick up a Bible for maybe the first time. We have Bibles out at the stuff table, and I would just really challenge you to pick it up and just try and start reading it. Start in the book of John. It's in the New Testament. It's one of the Gospels. It tells Jesus' story. So just start there and try and read it and see what God might be trying to tell you. Because I really hope, like I said, that as a group, as a collective group, that we can start reading the Bible like this. Not necessarily for a study, but as a chance to hang out and get to know God. So I'm going to invite you guys to get your comm cards back out. Like Jordan said, this is a great way for us to get in contact.